This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on January 26th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us, and that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
James, 3 big hours of Monday Night Trivia. I'm ready for you. We got a new question. Of course, we also have 11 bumper stumpers. The theme's really easy. Some of the artists might be as well. Some will not. I've had people say, you got to include some country. So I did. And of course, there's some R&B and soul and pop standards as well. Everything's between 1956 and 1967. That's the spread on them. All right, so 888-876-5593. And when you don't know my question, you haven't even heard it yet. Oh, you will in moments. And you have no idea about the bumper stumpers, then pick your own category. Sky is the limit on that. And everybody usually has a good time. So, all right, in India, student protests have a long history, but one of the demands raises eyebrows. In fact, students are lobbying for the right to do this. Do what? And by the way, it's not just an isolated outbreak of long ago. Yeah, still going on. So Indian students lobbying for the right to do this, right to do what? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, and I always say to Naoto, call earlier, because usually we get him in right at the end of the show. And he did. So Naoto, we'll start with you. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, thank you. About your current trivia question. So I want to try MBTI.
All right. Well, I'm ready. All right, well, let's kind of continue what we were doing last week, talking about what various types like to do. And in this case, we're talking about one of the 16 types whose favorite thing to do is talk to friends. That's followed by being in nature. Now, his least favorite thing to do is watching sports, and that's followed by baking or cooking. So what type is it?
First type came to my mind was like extroverted types, but talking to friends.
Okay, well, let's go with extroverted. Let's go with, I'll give you that. The first one is definitely an E. Now, keep going.
There are feeling types, right?
What?
Like E something is...
Yeah, it's E something. Yeah, type. That's right. It's E something. So they're extroverts, and they feel at their best when they're connecting with people, being real, learning how to figure out what makes people tick is what inspires them.
My guess is ENFP.
ENFJ.
Oh, J.
Yeah. ENFJ, interestingly. And reading ranked third, but the first two, they're known as the mentors of the personality world. They feel best when they're connecting with people.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Now I got it. Thank you for the question.
Talk to you next week. Thanks for calling.
Yes.
Okay, bye.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. So hard that we defeat Nayoto on that, that's for sure, because he knows his Myers-Briggs types. There's 16 of them. You can read all about it. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And we'll get a little 5x5 action here, don't you know? We've got Billy Bob and Barry in New Hampshire and plenty of room for you. But right now, before I do anything else, I want to talk about the Sea Crane CC Pocket Radio. One of the most popular pocket radios on the market today for darn good reason. Got one in my purse. It's unbeatable when it comes to reception, like everything that Bob Crane developed. So you take a small radio, you compare this to anything else, and this will the reception will just blow whatever else you're listening to out of the water. AM and FM. Crisp, clear audio for its small size. Oh, by the way, it also includes earbuds if you want to hear terrific fidelity. But even listening to the speaker itself, it sounds darn good. Really easy to operate. It's got 5 memory buttons, so you can put your favorite presets there. And it also makes a great emergency radio because it's got a lighted dial and the NOAA weather band and a weather alert. It's very lightweight. It's very durable. It has to be durable because I drop them all the time. I don't recommend it, but I am hard on my toys, and the pocket radio is still working fine. Very easy to hold with rubber sides and a pocket clip, and it's ready to go anywhere. You can go to ccradio.com anytime, ccradio.com, and look at the CC Pocket Radio. Now, if you can't go online and you want information, or if you've got any questions and you want information, or if you want to order by phone, it's all possible. Yeah, U.S. customer service 24/7, 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. You tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio.
Well, every woman I know is crazy about automobiles. Well, every woman I know has got to have an automobile. And here I am standing with nothing but rubber heels. Walking women home is a thing of the past. The women want to ride in class. Some like Cadillac, some like Ford, and some like anything as long as it'll roll. Every woman I know is crazy about automobiles. Well, here I am standing with nothing but rubber heels.
First bumper stumper, 1956 VJ, and definitely Chicago. Yeah, well, if it was on VJ, it had to be right. So, who is it? 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. All right, so Billy Bob is in Bourbonnais. So, Billy Bob, let me get this over so I can actually talk to you and say welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello there, 77-time caller.
How about that?
Hey. I want to thank you for last Tuesday around the 11 o'clock hour. You got both my requests in there for Wang Dang Doodle and Cow Cow Boogie.
Yeah, glad you heard them.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, now I want to take one quick guess at the Puzzler. I'll say that in India, what they want to do is protest to be able to finally participate in eating meat products.
Nope.
No, that's my one guess then. Okay. And then I got a request if I can get that in, too.
Okay, yeah. let me get something so I'll write it down and actually try to remember
probably.
It. All right, so what is it?
Well, this is about 50 years old by the ELO Orchestra. Hold On to Your Dreams. It's kind of got like a little Zydeco and Cajun beat in it I like.
About 40 years ago, but okay. All right.
Like I said, it's about 40 years ago.
All right. Good deal. So, we're going to do a 5x5, are we?
Oh, yeah. I'm due to hit this one.
All right. What did Howard Carter discover?
Oh, King Tut's tomb.
Absolutely. Very good. What TV show had the characters Statler and Waldorf?
I'll say Fawlty Towers with John Cleese.
The Muppets.
All right. It's a little up on that one.
What is the universal donor blood type?
Well, I'll go O positive.
It's O negative.
All righty.
Talk to you next week. Okay, bye.
Have a good evening.
Good deal. Appreciate it. Yeah, O negative. So there. And so there is an also a universal recipient, and maybe that'll be one of the questions. You just never know about that. But could find out in moments, actually. So we'll hang up on Billy Bob and say hi to Barry from New Hampshire, who also wants 5x5. How's it going, Barry?
Hey, Raleigh. How you doing?
All right. So I'll start there. What's the universal recipient blood type?
A positive?
No, AB positive.
Oh, okay.
That's all right. Who was Jimmy Carter's vice president?
Mondale.
Yep. What was Art Carney's character's name on The Honeymooners?
Oh, I know this.
Yeah, you'll kick yourself.
Yep, I will. Oh, wait a minute, Norton.
Yes, Ed Norton, absolutely right. Chesterfield and Virginia Slims are both brands of what?
Cigarettes.
Yes. What did the character John Boy on The Waltons do for a living?
Was he a writer?
Yeah, good enough. He was a journalist. Absolutely, I'll take it. And we need one more for you. And here we go. Here we go. We'll make it music. You're good at that. All right. Which band played My Generation, containing the line, I hope I die before I get old?
The Who.
Absolutely. All right. We have a winner. Good deal. Thanks. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right. So there it is. Yeah, 4 out of 5. And that's 5x5. We don't make you get all 5, but we make you get 4 out of 5. And we put Barry on hold to confirm that address. And I go to Lisa in Dundee. So, Lisa, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you. How are you doing today, Raleigh?
Well, I'm here. And
yeah. That's good. We're happy about that.
Yeah, I am too at this moment in time. But yeah, going through the move, you know, up the studio and all that stuff. So
yeah,
I don't know how I amass so many things. But of course, the things I throw away are almost invariably the thing I need the next week.
Right. Isn't that always how that happens?
Yes.
Crazy.
So, Young Frankenstein, huh?
Yeah, I'm just changing it up.
That sounds good to me. I've never seen it, but I am such a Mel Brooks.
Oh, you're missing
it. Oh, I know. But, you know, I loved Madeline Kahn. I thought she was terrific. And, of course, Mel Brooks was just
she's
beyond
really good
wonderful.
In this one,
yes.
Too.
And I've never seen her do anything bad. I haven't seen this, obviously, but I've never seen her do anything bad. Okay. What was the track number the train stopped on at Transylvania Station?
Oh, 9.
No.
Right? Track number 9?
Track 29.
Won't you give me a shine?
Yeah,
oh, 29.
Track 29. Yeah, it comes from Chattanooga Choo Choo. See, I was throwing you something. Damn.
Well.
I tried.
Crap.
Yeah, I tried.
Oh, no, yeah. I wanted multiple choice.
Oh, you did. Well,
no,
then
I'm kidding.
If you want multiple choice, I'll just come up with another question. So
you could have said 29, 39, 49. I still wouldn't have gotten it.
Oh, really? Are you sure?
Okay. I knew it was 9, though. It ended in a 9.
Yes, it did.
Oh, well. All right. I'll go back to the, I don't know.
Always appreciate those 5x5. Makes my evening so
much
easier.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Okay, thanks. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, so there you have it, 888-876-5593. So I've asked a question, don't you know? And that's right, you do know, don't you? And that is, in India, student protests have a long and hearty history, but one of the demands raises eyebrows, and students are lobbying for the right to do this. And not just an isolated instance either, a lot of students lobbying for the right to do it. The right to do what? 888-876-5593 would be 8888-RALEIGH. So you'll have another bumper stumper after the news. And, of course, if you don't know my trivia question, I'm shocked, yeah, or not, by all means, take your own category. Sky is the absolute limit on that. And I was looking. I've got it here somewhere for today's 2020 news, too, because that's always fun to get their take on that. But I should have had that ready, but I don't. So at times like this when I'm just otherwise prattling on. Oh, I have tomorrow's. Well, that won't be good. I'm not supposed to play them in advance. All right, so I'll find them here. Yeah, and eventually. But I also, you know, I was so convinced you were going to be all over trivia that I didn't bother to do much in the way of show prep at all. So not even this day in history. And I've got the Chase's calendar of events right in front of me. So, hey, I'm not completely bereft of things to talk about. Also got some musical things, too, I'm sure. But taking a look at this, the 26th of January, as far as that goes, I think that was Anita Baker's birthday. It is also Australia Day. So if you're trying to call anybody in Australia today, they got the day off. It's also Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. I'm not sure why. As far as it's last Monday in January, and Jim Webster created it, whoever he may be. And it's a day to celebrate the joy that bubble wrap brings to our lives. Yeah, well, the best part is just snapping it. I'm sure everybody likes that. As far and much preferable to peanuts for packing. I'll tell you what. Yeah, any day of the week, I'll take that. Bessie Coleman was born on this date in 1892. Ah, it is the dental drill patent anniversary. Yeah, that hated instrument was patented in 1875, the electric dental drill. Now, exactly when was anesthesia was here, right? Well, I don't know. That might not be a good... It's also, by the way, national holiday in the Dominican Republic, celebrating the birth anniversary of Juan Pablo Duarte, one of the fathers of the Republic. And it is Franklin Prefers Turkey anniversary. This actually goes back to 1784, if you're wondering. And in terms of history, in a letter to his daughter, Benjamin Franklin expressed his unhappiness over the choice of the eagle as the symbol of America. He preferred the turkey. Oh, man. Well, he might have been right. That's really, yeah, unwittingly and unknowingly might have been right. It's the 25th anniversary of an earthquake in a place you can't find on a map. So we'll just mention that it's also a holiday today in India. It is a Republic Day, the anniversary of the Proclamation of the Republic, 1929. And that's when it became a sovereign republic. And actually, 1929, it wasn't until January 26, 1950, when India became a democratic republic and its constitution went into effect. Yeah, that's a long time coming. Douglas MacArthur was born on this date. I'll just prattle on, but you can interrupt and ask for a trivia question. 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. You can guarantee I'll not only have another bumper stumper, but I'll have 2020 news as well. It was on this date that Michigan became a state, 1837. It's the National Cowboy Poetry Gathering. Now, you see, I thought that'd be about two people in Elko, Nevada. But since 1985, soulful poetry and music performed by working cowboys. Well, all right, get down with your bad stuff. They used to have a nice Cajun Joe's franchise. The things I remember from Elko. Yeah, one of my favorite fast food franchises that lasted about a minute and a half, but it was so good. It was the people who actually did Subway's franchised Cajun Joe's, and they were just terrific. But I'm not 100% sure. I've heard various stories about what led to its downfall, but it sure wasn't taste and flavor, that's for sure. Eddie Van Halen, born on this date in 1955, sadly died in 2020. And Jimmy Van Heusen, born in 1913, and a composer of many popular songs, none of which you've probably heard. So I mentioned Anita Baker, but other than that, Ellen DeGeneres, also big happy birthday. She's 68 today. Wayne Gretzky is 65, and I think that's pretty much it. So that's it for January 26th. Yeah, January 27th, well, that was a sad day all the way around, and that was the anniversary of the Apollo 1 spacecraft fire in 1967, claimed the lives of Virgil Grissom, Ed White, and Bob Chaffee, and yeah, that was just horrible. All right, so on to happier things. I'm sure I can think of something, but I'm hoping that you'll take a I guess at my trivia question. And again, if you don't know it, that's absolutely fine. Just pick your own category because everybody knows something about someone. But as outlandish as it is, it's quite the protest right now throughout industry. Student protests. That's right. Students are protesting for the right to do this. The right to do what? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
20 long miles from town, my own car broke down. The clutch is shot and the sun is so hot. Oh, what I'd give to be home. 19 miles from town, my own car broke down. The battery's dead, man, like I said. Oh, what I'd give to be home. The van belt's slipping and the engine's missing. Oh, what I'd give to be home resting my bones. 17 miles from town, my own car broke down. Just my luck about the fuel pump stuck. Oh, what I'd give to be home.
With the sun so high up in the sky,
and I'm trying to get home to my baby. To go, it's got to go, and I don't mean maybe.
16 miles from town,
my old shot broke down. A tire's down, no spare around. Oh, what I'd give to be home.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Who's that? 888-876-5593. So, yes, I have a question, and maybe you've got an answer. If you don't, that's fine, because you have your own category. But in India, student protests have a long history. One of the demands raises eyebrows. Students are lobbying for the right to do this. Do what? All right, so Cheryl in Elgin, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I have a couple of guesses here. They seem kind of silly, but I'll give it a shot.
Oh, good. Let's hear it.
Okay. Having a coffee maker in their own dorm room?
I love it, but no.
How about burning incense?
Nope. Keep going.
Wearing shorts?
Nope.
Okay, that's kind of all I have. But I have kind of a... Speaking of silly, I have a silly request as well.
You do. Let me get something so I won't lose it and actually write down.
Yeah, I don't even know if you have it. It's just a silly song, but I heard it and I just thought it was kind of funny. I don't know who does it, but it's called Open the Door, Richard.
Oh, of course. That is so huge. Absolutely. I'll play that for you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So tomorrow, though.
Yeah, it will be tomorrow, but I'll play it for you tomorrow. I'll tell you the whole story about it.
Oh, great. Okay, good.
Okay,
yeah,
thanks.
Then I'll listen tomorrow for it.
Okay, good.
Okay, thanks, Raleigh.
Okay, bye.
Okay,
all
bye-bye.
Right. Yeah, quite the history. And, yeah. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. Clayton is in Indianapolis. Clayton, you want telephone hardware trivia. That right? Are you with me? Clayton.
Oh, that's strange.
What? Well, you're there now. All right, so telephone hardware trivia.
I might actually have to get it on the house phone.
What do you mean? Can't you hear me? All right. I'm not
I don't think I've ever had my cell phone do that before.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to put... I don't know what your cell phone's doing, but I'm going to put you on hold and let you sort it out with John. And, I just hung up on him. So he's all right. He can call back on the house phone. And then we'll... I've got his question all picked out. But I think we're going to do charts. I do believe one of my favorite things to do, don't you know? Dave is in Muskegon. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going, Dave?
All right. Hey, I think I got an answer to your trivia question, too.
Oh, yeah? What?
In India, students are protesting for the right to marry who they want.
That's not it.
It isn't, because they have, over in India, arranged marriages.
Not really anymore, no. All right, so...
I'll do charts here.
Yes, and this week in 1967 is your choice?
Yes.
All right, let's find this week in 1967. That would be the week of January 28th. I've got it right here. Number one, I'm a Believer.
The Monkees.
Number two, Tell It Like It Is.
Aaron Neville.
Number three, Snoopy versus the Red Baron.
A Royal Guardsman.
Number four, Georgie Girl.
Seekers.
Five, Words of Love.
Mamas and the Papas.
Six, Standing in the Shadows of Love.
The Four Tops.
Seven, Good Thing.
Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Eight, Nashville Cats.
Love and Spoonful.
Nine, Kind of a Drag.
The Buckinghams.
Ten, We Ain't Got Nothing Yet.
Oh, yes, We Ain't Got Nothing Yet.
Yes.
The Blues Magoon.
Absolutely. All right, we'll see how far you go. 11 is 98.6.
Keith.
12 is Sugartown.
Nancy Sinatra.
Okay. 13, Tell It to the Rain.
Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Yes, 14, Stand By Me.
Oh, Stand By Me.
Oh, this is a
that
great
was,
version.
That was Spider Turner.
Yes, it was, with all those wonderful imitations. What a fine song that was. All right. Number 15, Knight in Rusty Armor.
Hey, Peter and Gordon.
16, Color My World.
Color My World?
Yeah, 16, Color My World.
I know that ain't Chicago. I'm trying to think who.
No, female.
Oh, God, and I know it ain't Pat Clark.
Yes, it is.
It is?
It is.
Pat Clark.
Yeah. All right, should we count that as a win, I guess? All right, 17, I passed this way before.
That is Jimmy Ruffin.
18, Coming Home Soldier.
Wait a minute, Coming Home Soldier. Now, that is one.
Was on Epic.
Wait a minute, I don't know if I've heard it.
Oh, yeah, you have. It got to number 11. It's awful, but...
Oh, my goodness.
You give up?
Yeah.
Bobby Vinton.
Oh, my goodness.
You see?
Yeah, that was one of my mom's favorites, Bobby Vinton.
Yeah, well, it's...
Coming Home Soldier.
Yeah.
That was number 18.
It's to your credit that you missed on that. You did very well. Hang on, we'll confirm that address. Don't go away. All right, so there you have it, 888-876-5593. Now, Clayton is called back and hopefully is on a phone where he hears us the way we hear him. So, Clayton, are you there?
Yes, I'm on my house phone.
Very good. Glad
to hear everything.
It. So you want telephone hardware, all right? So
yes.
We're going to talk about switch development. Of course, you know that dates back to Amon Stroger. We're not going to ask you about step-by-step. I'm going to ask you, when and where was the first crossbar switch installed? Crossbar number one installed. I just need a year and a place.
Well, I think it was in the 1920s, I believe in Philadelphia.
1938 in Brooklyn.
Oh, oops.
Now, crossbar four in 1943 was installed in Philly, and crossbar five in 48 was installed in Media. So those are both Philadelphia area, but no, it was actually Brooklyn in 38. I was surprised it was that early, actually.
Yeah, and by the way, for anyone listening in the area, we do have a extreme cold warning in effect.
Of course.
From 7 p.m., which was like earlier today, all the way up until 9 a.m. on Tuesday, January 27th.
That's tomorrow.
So that came from the National Weather Service and was broadcast over National Weather Service radio at noon this morning.
Regularly ever since then, you betcha. All right, well, good. Well, stay warm and hang on. Don't go away. You're a winner. All right, so 888-876-5593. Oh, I said he was a winner. He's not a winner. Clayton was not a winner. I'm sorry, Clayton. Next week, you'll be a winner, I hope. He did not know that the first switch was across number one crossbar was 1938 in Brooklyn. But hopefully next week, we'll ask him another hardware question, and he'll know right away. The prizes are worthless, so you're doing it for the fun of it. It takes for absolute ever to get anything. And when you do, the certificate's fun. Everything else you won't want, you know, a 45 or a DVD or a CD, or, hey, it might be an 8-track tape. All right, it could be. 888-876-5593. We get to pick them. Chuck in Downers Grove is guessing on a bumper. All right, so let's see what Chuck heard that he knows. All right, Chuck, what do you think?
Hi, Raleigh. That 15 miles, was that the same guy that did Working in the Coal Mine?
Who was it?
Was that Lee Dorsey?
Yes, absolutely right. Lee Dorsey on Amy.
Oh.
You betcha.
Okay.
You are a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
All right.
All right. Good. I'm glad to hear it. And Michael in Park City, I think, knew that as well. So, all right. So let's hold on to Chuck. And so Michael, was that what you were going to say?
Hello?
Hello. Is that what you were going to tell me?
No, I was going to guess the theme.
Oh, good. What's the theme? It's pretty easy.
I believe about automobiles.
Yep, they're all car driven, so to speak. All right, hang on, don't go away. You're a winner. All right, so
first time. Thank you.
Yeah, and like I say, it's absolutely worthless, and it'll take forever to get anything. But eventually, you get a certificate that's fun, and then something else you probably don't want. So hang on, don't go away. All right,
you're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. So that's the deal there. Now, Fran, probably hello, Fran. Oh, we lose Fran. All right, so Fran, I hope you're doing well and feeling okay. But we're going to do some 5x5, don't you know? Gotta find that list again. It was here, and that's with Kathy in Rogers Park. So I'll regroup. What is this? Or I'll find out and be back to you right after this on WGN Radio.
Have you ever been driving down the road and come upon a fella who was just poking along, straddling the white line? And when you try to pass him, he'd speed up? Well, round here we call this fella a road hog. This is a story about him and his eventual end. Well, me and my buddy went a-riding last night. Me and my buddy went a-riding last night. Topped a hill and we saw his lights. A road hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo, road hog. Now when we saw him, we almost died. When we saw him, we almost died. He was a-coming at us on our side. The road hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo, the road hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo. My buddy said that fella sure came mighty near. Probably some learner who don't know how to steer. And then I saw his lights a-coming up in my mirror. Road hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo, the road hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo. Passed us a-going about 100, I guess. He passed us a-going about 100, I guess. And then he slowed down to 20 or less. A road hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo, the road hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo. I tooted my horn and I started to pass. I blinked my lights and I started to pass. And then that road hog stepped on the gas. A road hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo, the road hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo. You better get him up with some money for bail. You better get him up with some money for bail. Cause tomorrow morning he'll be in jail. A road hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo, the road hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo. The boys will have him in the morning behind bars. The boys will have him in the morning behind bars.
WGN I'm the county Radio, sheriff I'm Roddy James. One of my favorite writers there. Who is that? 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. All right, so I think Gary in Austin knows. So, Gary, let's see here. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, that was John D. Loudermilk.
Absolutely right. I just thought he was the best as far as writing.
I know he's written some other stuff, and I know that I've heard it, but it's none of it's coming to mind.
Well, all the Sue Thompson stuff, like James Hold the Lattice Day and Norman and all that.
Yeah.
And then You Can Tell Me Goodbye for the Casinos. Which is a wonderful
that's a great
song. Yeah, oh yeah. No, he literally wrote hundreds of things, and sadly just died in the last couple of years. But yeah, Road Hog.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, sadly, he was from North Carolina. Yes, you are.
One of my favorite songs as a little kid.
Really? Okay.
Fran wanted me to tell you that she hung up because of bumper with guests.
Oh, all right. How's she feeling?
She's hanging in.
Okay, good.
She had her big infusion on Friday.
I know. I found an email and I felt terrible about it that I didn't see it till yesterday, but I answered it. And So well, and Friday, and she's still walking and talking, and everything's fine. So
yeah,
that's a win.
She's walking and talking.
That's a win.
Okay, that is. That for sure is.
All right. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay, great.
Okay, good.
Okay.
So yes, indeed. And it's... terrible, though, when you've got problems and the medication that you are using to combat them has a side effect list that would kill a donkey. But I guess you just have to kind of weigh the odds with that. So 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. Paul is in Woodstock. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Paul.
Hey, Raleigh.
So we're going to do 5x5, are we?
Yeah, I hope I can get four of them.
Well, me too. Let's see. I hope I can find four of them. Okay. What poison is used to get rid of wrinkles?
Botox.
Yes, absolutely right.
Botulism.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. This canned meat, unpopular throughout the country, is very popular in Hawaii. What is it?
Spam?
Yep, absolutely. That's their number one favorite food.
Wow. Right.
Whose signature is the most prominent on the Declaration of Independence?
John Hancock.
Absolutely. Which Peanuts character walks in a cloud of dust?
That'd be Pigpen.
And we have a winner. Don't go away. All right. Good deal. Thanks, Paul. All right. So absolutely, it was just that easy. So we put Paul on hold. And again, you're doing it for the fun of it. Let's see. I would put Paul on hold. I don't know why the magic twanger is going south. All right. But Kathy and Rogers Park, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Glad to be on your show again. Oh. I won a year ago at this time, so...
And you're still waiting, and I'm so sorry. Oh, God, I know. I know.
Well, that's okay. I understand. It was just the fun of being able to say, I won, I won.
Oh, yeah, and eventually, you do get something. I know because I packed the winner's list, so I know we have it. So yes. Okay.
Well, you know what?
What?
If by some chance... You have any 45s you're throwing away. I would love to have a 45, and if you would sign it, that would be a treat.
Oh my
God. I would love it.
Yeah, well, tell John, and he'll write that down, and I'll be happy to, because I got more 45s. Yeah, I don't know what to do with them. So, yeah, absolutely. All right. When you're in debt, are you in the red or the black?
The red.
Absolutely right. All right. So, here we go. Who was George Bush II's, George Bush Jr., vice president?
Oh, gosh.
How soon we forget. I think he died recently.
Dick Cheney?
Yes, absolutely right. Dick Cheney, yes. Yes, absolutely. All right, you're doing good. Doing good, good, good. All right. So, who owned the Long Branch Saloon on Gunsmoke?
Miss Kitty?
Yep, Kitty Russell. And let's see, one more and you won. Who manufactures the car called Beetle? The Beetle.
Volkswagen.
Absolutely. See, it was just that easy. Hang on, you're a winner. Don't go away.
Thank you.
All right, and tell John about that 45. I promise we can do that.
Can I make a quick comment about your auto theme tonight?
Yeah.
The song you just played about the beep beep reminds me of a song that came out, I think, in the late 50s about... this big car that's riding along in
this little Nash Rambler, right. That's the Playmates, beep, beep. While driving in my Cadillac, what to my surprise, a little Nash Rambler about a third my size. He must have wanted to pass me out because he kept on tooting his horn, beep, beep. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn, beep, beep. Yeah, that one. Yeah, I figured that was too familiar.
No, but I just happen to love the song because it reminds me of when I was little, and it was always, to a little girl, it was a funny song, so I always loved that song.
You know, they were a bunch of college kids from Connecticut, and they actually put out an album, At Play with the Playmates, and you're right, kids loved that album. It had What Is Love on it, 5 Feet of Heaven, and a ponytail that sways with a wiggle when she walks. Yeah, there was all sorts of thing on it that were just cute. So, yeah, we'll play you some Playmates some night. All right, hang on, don't go away, Kathy. All right, good
deal.
Thank you. You betcha. Yeah. And Joanne. I had a sweetheart. Her name was Joanne. Yeah. Playmates were pretty good. And I was surprised that Roulette actually sprang for an album. But then again, Moish Levy never paid the royalties, so it was easier to do. So let's see. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, this is funny. I don't know what's going on with the phone system tonight, but I have to call this. Yeah, there we go. I was going to say, because right now it's not spitting out names. It's spitting out phone numbers. Yeah, so I didn't want to say hello to 512, et cetera, and so forth. I wanted to say hello to Fran and see how she's doing in Austin. So, Fran, how are you?
I'm here. Since Friday, I've been mostly sleeping.
Good.
Yesterday, I was thinking, take me, please.
Really?
Because, oh, God, my stomach was just, and it's not really supposed to affect my stomach.
No.
That's what they told me. But it something, well, I think it's because I already have stomach problems that might have exacerbated them.
That it'll do.
And I'm unfortunate, And unfortunately, the other problem is that I was hoping that with this injection, I would no longer have to take the methotrexate.
Oh, I hope you're not taking it.
But I am still taking the methotrexate along with the injections, and that's when, yes, because she said, well, you don't need to take methotrexate on, because usually I take it on Friday nights. And so I asked her, and she said, well, you don't need to take it on the same day you have your injection, so take it on Saturday. So I took it on Saturday night, and all yesterday I was just saying, you know, I'm not even a super religious person, but I'm going, Lord, you know, if I'm going to feel like this, just let me go.
Well, again, I always have to say, I am no doctor. Don't listen to me. I'm just a disc jockey who talks too much, you know, talk show host. So I have no credibility whatsoever. But if it were me, I'd be listening to my body. And I will say that if you look at the literature, if you're worried about the primary side effect, when you add methotrexate to the mix, that's when it becomes more, I won't say probable because it's not probable in any case, but more possible.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't go in for another infusion until the 20th of February. And then I go every 8 weeks. And if I just had to deal with that, I think it would have been okay. I was sleepy, but, you know, who cares? I didn't have anything to do anyway, so I could sleep for the weekend.
Well,
that's
see,
not a problem. But
see how you feel going forward, and if you're feeling pretty good, when you go in for the next one, you might ask, you might say, hey, this is very deleterious to me. Can I skip it for a week? You know, something like that, so that you don't have it back to back.
Okay, I will. You know. I can call and talk to them and ask that.
But hopefully, the reality is,
it's
not going to be a fact, we don't think, until you go back. Now, if you continue to have the stomach problems, then absolutely call.
Yeah, I'm better today. I still feel really run down, and my brain feels like I'm slogging through fog because I just feel tired. But, you know, I still feel run down, but I'm up and around. You know, I'm sitting.
Good.
Which is
good.
Improvement.
Good.
So.
And you don't feel like a cold's coming on or anything else.
No.
Good.
You know, little stomach problem still, but and still very run down feeling.
Yeah. We're going into news, I just realized, but that's okay. I picked some lyrics out for you, and this is so funny. I'm not going to tell you what song, but I will say, when I looked at these lyrics, I'm saying, none of these words are in that song, not a one of them. So give me, thank you, AI choices. Not a one of them, not one, maybe I or as, but that's about it. So I'll.
Oh my!
Yeah, right. I'll find the right lyrics to this 1964 song. And I'll ask you after the news. So hang on.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Sounds good.
Yeah, the AI strikes again, and we're in the news. But yeah, I've got an AI horror story for you. You're not going to like it. All that and more coming up, maybe, and 2 more hours of trivia.
Fun.
A flat tire.
I'm grabbing my jack, I reached for my spare.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the mover, it was flat as a chair.
Uh-huh.
I took out my pump and started pumping back.
Another flat.
Well, I was standing there looking, thinking about my baby. When along came a Charlie in his 88. My baby jumped down and flagging Charlie down.
He said, hop in, babe, I'll drive you back to town.
Lost a cup, feeling bad.
Uh-huh.
Just thinking about the fun that we could have had.
Well, yeah.
I had just about figured out what to do.
The other's blue.
We'll be right back.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who's that? And yes, a mega hit. That wasn't it, obviously. All right, we're talking to Fran in Austin, who I believe is still with us. You still there, Fran?
I'm still here.
Okay, good. And we found lyrics, and as I was saying to you probably during the news, I found this first set of lyrics for this song from 1964, and not one of them was actually in the song, so thank you, AI. All right, so we found one now that actually the lyrics are in the song. I know that, and you will too. And here we go. The night was young and the moon was bold, so we both decided to take a stroll.
Oh, what is it? Oh, I know it's that. Couldn't unfasten her safety belt.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Right, riding along in my automobile. Oh. I know this. I can't. What is the name of it?
Still trying to get a belt.
My automobile. My baby had me at the wheel. Yeah. Oh, shoot.
I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile. My curiosity running wild. Come on, keep going because you're going
to
hit the...
No particular place to
Thank
go.
You.
No
All right. All right. I knew we'd lead you into it somewhere. All right. Yes, indeed. No particular place to go. Yes. Riding along in my calaboose, still trying to get a belt unloose.
Belt unloose. Yeah. You know, you always say that you're not good at lyrics, but I've heard you just, you know... Yeah.
I know, but
lyrics like crazy.
Yeah, but that's not being able to pick them out of the middle. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not giving you the title or the start of it. I'm just giving you lines from the middle. And my mind doesn't work that way very well.
Oh, yeah. I have to usually kind of, even if I sing it in my head real fast,
Kind
of speed sing it. I can sometimes, you know, that's how I can get to the middle. If I start in the beginning and speed sing it and get, you know, and then when we were just talking, I just, you know, no particular, with no particular, because we walked right up to it.
Well, right, exactly. But no, I just, if they're in the middle, I just never get the start and the end. And there are some lyrics that I know so well that to this day, I don't know what the damn songs are. And they drive, of course, they're not hits, so it doesn't help to tell you about it, but drives
me. I know a lot of those. Yeah.
Well, one was, I got it made in the shade, but I'm starting to fade. It's like, okay, what is that from? And I know I've got the 45 here somewhere, and I don't know. I absolutely don't know. I
have no idea on that one.
Yeah, right. That's what I mean. It's things like that. You know, it's stuff like I was the first order, I've got 1,000 devils after me in an ugly world upstairs. Well, I finally did find that. But as far as made in the shade, I've been looking for it for 60 years. So anyway.
Okay, maybe somebody out there knows it. I don't.
Got it made in the shade, but I'm starting to fade. All right. Good deal. Hang on. Don't go away. All right, so absolutely, okay. You're 100% right. No particular place to go. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And that is going to take us a minute. Let's put Fran on hold and not lose her to Stan and Dearborn. All right, Stan, you heard the bumper. You know who it is.
Oh, yeah, the last one that you had, Flat Tire by the Dell Vikings.
Absolutely right on dot, yes. You're 100% right.
And the first one, anybody get the first one yet?
No.
Billy the Kid Emerson, a DJ?
Yes, 1956. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Some fine songs. Yeah. Well, I would expect you to know that, and you did. So you came through.
That's why I took the 56 one.
Yeah.
You know, and the Dell Vikings vocal group.
Yes, loved the Dell Vikings. So.
And I love those lyrics. Another one I was thinking of when... I've listened to No Particular Place to Go was I was campaign shouting like this other diplomat.
Yes, Nadine, honey, is that you? Nadine, yeah. Right. That is
one. Everybody's tab.
That's right. That is, I got on the city bus and found my vacant seat. I thought I saw a future bride walking down the street. I shouted to the driver, hey, conductor, you must slow down. I think I see you. Please let me off this bus. Yeah, I've heard it. But
great, too. Great lyrics from Chuck Berry.
It's actually my favorite Chuck Berry record. I like it better than any of them. I don't know why, but it was. It's hard to believe, but Bob Dylan covered that.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, it's truly painful, the amount of people.
Why?
I don't know. Dickie Lee covered it, too. I don't know why. It's painful.
Yeah, Dickie Lee, I could see.
Right. But what on earth possessed him? I don't know. And Dion covered it. But that was more recently in 2007. Dion was on one of Dion's albums.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah, so, but nobody does it like the original. I mean, let's face it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, yeah. All right. Well, hang on. Okay, you're right, of course. Don't go away. All right.
Okay.
It's a good deal. So, yes, Stan knows his stuff. All right, so we put Stan on hold and try not to lose him there. And there we go. And Chuck is in Downers Grove. All right, what is he guessing on? So, Chuck, what did you hear that you know?
Raleigh, did you have a guess on that last bumper you just played?
Yes, and I had a winner, too, but what do you think it was?
I thought it was Tony and Joe. Remember, they did a song called The Freeze?
Yeah, but no, it's the Dell Vikings.
Yeah, it sounded similar, kind of. But,
yeah.
I had a request. Maybe you could get this on sometime in the future.
All right, let me write this down. What you want?
The group was the Royal Teens, and the song was called Big Name Button.
Oh, God, yes, all right. That was Jerry Granahan stuff. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Short Shorts.
I know they did Short Shorts, but this was called Big Name Button.
I've got it sitting here on this computer, I'm sorry to say. I will be happy to play that for you tomorrow night.
Ooh, thanks a lot, Raleigh.
My pleasure. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Okay, bye.
So, yes, 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. And I mentioned before that I had a little 2020 news. And again, if you're a CKLW fan, you remember the style they used to write the news. Well, Kevin Gershon and Steve Langston got together, and they do that. And it's news stories that you probably hear and probably don't think another thing about on the news. And they just managed to write them differently. And so today's edition.
Jacket Jacker Jitters, plus La Dolce Weasel and The Nanny Inquiries. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Puffers and punctures. Queens quakes as puffer pilfering predators prowl sidewalks, pressing knife point pressure for North Face coats and Jordan kicks. Police say the slash and snatch set stalks, sticks, strips, then sprints, leaving people cold, cuffed by fear, and furious over fashion forcibly forfeited. Patrols are tightening, tips are ticking, and winter wardrobes are officially on warning. In Queens, dress warm, but maybe don't dress expensive. Chico and the Scram. Leniency for a lethal louse lots are lamenting as the son of a gun guilty of finishing off a fella in Florida is sent to serve out a semblance of his sentence, savoring the sly life back home in Italy. Sneeko Chico's work release caprice leaves him free to go out and study pizza making, help old folks, and teach windsurfing to the disabled, his sole role in the whole stipulating he spend his sleepovers in the slammer, the Italian swab set up by people in power on both sides of the pond, but the inept injustice, leaving some to squawk, that's abhorrent. The boss of Casanova, au pair affair, beware. And don't just flame it on Rio. A husband and a Brazilian nanny in the Commonwealth of Virginia's crosshairs for cooking up what cops call a cruel conspiracy to kill the wife and some other sap snookered into this sordid scheme. Fatal distraction. A matter of luring some loosey-goosey lover over. The law alleging the hubby and the hubba hubba shot him and stabbed the skunk's spouse, claiming to cops it was all the Randy Rando's ruse. The au pair's already pleaded guilty. Mr. Blindside's set for trial. Father of the Lear. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.
Yeah, Dateline like you've never heard it. All right, or maybe that's, I think that's the one that has the murders and stuff in it, or one of them anyway. All right, so 888-876-5593. See, I don't watch ITV. And we have a question, you know, that very few people have even tried to tackle. In India, student protests have a long history, but one of the demands raises eyebrows, and it's a current demand, too. In fact, it's not just isolated outbreaks now and then again. It's a big rush for this. Students are lobbying for the right to do this. The right to do what? 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. Or pick your own category. Everybody knows something about something. Yeah, Monday Night Trivia continues on WGN Radio.
Got a house and a car and a wedding ring, but I don't know what I'll do about a wife. Want a girl who's pretty, kind of warm and sweet, to bring a little love into my life.
Yeah, yeah.
There comes a time when a fella knows he oughta settle down. Gotta find a girl to call his own and stop all this roving around.
Yeah, yeah.
Got a chair and a table and a four-post bed and a garden where the air smells sweet. But I need a girl to share my everything
make my lonely life complete.
No, 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 no.
With a house and a car
and a wedding ring,
what could we do without a wife?
I saved my money, got a steady job, built a dream house just for two, bought a sports coupe.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? Yeah. A little pop standard there. Well, actually, Guy was real big in the UK and in Australia, but talk about the guy most unlikely. He started out as a boxer, and then Joe Meek got a hold of him, turned into a singer. He had three top 40 hits on the UK single, the biggest of which I think was Mr. Blue, a cover of the Fleetwood song that got to like top 10. And then he emigrated to Australia and became a nightclub singer. And from there, a host on television. He was the regular host of Melbourne Tonight, don't you know? And the celebrity game show, The Celebrity Game, and hosted the revival in the 70s as far as that goes. And was in some films, too, Mad Max 2 and some other things that I've never heard of any. What's the difference? But, yeah, I have no idea where he is at this point or whether he is still with us. If he is, he's 87. So we'll be 88 in May. But anyway, who is he? All right, his given name was Jack Davies, but that's not the name that he sang under or acted under or hosted television shows under. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. I see Dave in the north side is predictable or nothing else about the Flintstones. Oh, Dave hung up. All right, well, so much for the Flintstones. Dave can call back, I guess. But yeah, he seems to know all things Flintstone, providing we give him multiple choice. And I don't know, is it on anywhere? I mean, can you still? Well, probably so. There's enough networks that cater to every form of rerun. So why not the Flintstones, which of course was originally done for adults, not for kids. Even though of course it's a cartoon, yeah, Hanna-Barbera's and all that. So what do we have going on? Acker Bilk would have turned 96 this week. Yeah, that'll give us a reason to play Stranger on the Shore, I think. Bobby Blue Bland would have turned 95 this week. And, yeah, several others as well. Gene McFadden would be 76. And sadly, he's no longer with us either. Rudy McGarry of the Crew Cuts, who later went on and became music director at KFI years later. So L.J. Reynolds from the Dramatics, 73 this week. And, yeah. David Seville, Ross Bagdasarian, would have been 106. He was my fave. Born in 1919 in Fresno, died 1972 in Beverly Hills. He was just shy of his 53rd birthday. Yeah, too young. That's for sure. Nedra Tally Ross, sound familiar? Sure, the Ronettes, absolutely. 79. Over the weekend. So there you have it. If you were paying attention in 1955, you might have caught the R&B Top 10 show. This was an ordeal, to say the least, for the acts on this show. It was a 42-city bus tour. Not making that up. Fats Domino, The Clovers, Joe Turner, The Moonglows, Amos Milburn, and Paul Williams Orchestra. Yes, all on one big bus in 42 American cities. What could possibly go wrong? It did in all of them. All right, so we'll pick it up there, coming up on WGN Radio.
Well, I had a car that wouldn't hardly crank. Then I put a tiger in my tank. Now you ought to hear them tires squeal. I can pass anything on four wheels. Yeah, I got a tiger in my tank. If there's any doubt, when I pass you on the road, you see his tail hanging out. Now, going down the road about 103, radar man sitting behind a big tree. He was trying to check me when I looked at him. I wrung that needle right off at the stem. Yeah, I got a tiger in my tank. If there's any doubt, you can pass me on the road and see his tail hanging out. Talk to me, tiger.
Meow.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It was on the charts for 13 weeks. Nothing I can do about that. And yes, they did a number of other things as well, don't you know? And I'm trying to think. Yeah, Please, Mr. Kennedy, probably the most known or not. So 888-876-5593. Yeah, we know they're all kind of car songs to some degree or another. And all the artists had, well, I won't say they all had hits. I looked at who I'm playing next and I thought, I don't think so. But I'll leave it to you. Mark and Aurora, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yo, how are ya?
Well, I'm here. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm going to have a pineapple Fanta pretty soon. I'm slushing it in the freezer right now.
And what are the ingredients of this said drink?
I don't know, but it's very similar to Pineapple Crush, and right now Walmart doesn't have any Pineapple Crush, so I'm having Pineapple Fanta. I don't know what ingredients are in it, but my guess is that there's some brown sugar in there.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Yeah, right. Too bad you couldn't read the label.
But
oh,
it's
my.
Good.
All right. Well, all right. Well, you're here to
it's
talk about
stuff.
It. You're still standing up, so hopefully all will go well. Yeah. So you want This Week in 1971.
Correct.
Number one. Oh, I'm so sorry. Knock Three Times.
Tony Orlando and Dawn. Tony Orlando is on WABC now on Saturday nights.
I'm not surprised, actually. I could see that they'd do that. Yeah, Tony Orlando was a song plugger. Of course, in the early 60s, he had some hits with Bless You and Halfway to Paradise and all that kind of stuff.
Oh.
And then he worked for labels and stuff. He's a good friend of Murray the K's, because when Murray and I worked together, occasionally I'd answer the phone and it would be Tony. So in any event, yes. So and you know, the Dawn
and
thing.
They've still got Cousin Bruce on there.
I know. Well, again, the guy who owns the station is a billionaire who was a WABC fan growing up, and so he's the one who listened to Cousin. Nope, a lot of people listen to Cousin Brucey. All right, but you haven't lived till you've been in some place like Winslow, Arizona, when Brucey used to be on Sirius, and have that come on the radio, and the people there just looking at each other like, "What the hell is this?" Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think the Cousin Brucey was the part that really got him. All right, right. Number two, My Sweet Lord.
Georgie Boy Harrison.
Mm-hmm. Yes, who successfully got sued for that and shouldn't have been. Number three, I know that judge, it was a judge thing, there was no trial, who said that, you know, it was the same as He's So Fine. I'm like, yeah, because it has English words in it, but, you know, come on. All right, well, anyway. Number three, Lonely Days.
The Bee Gees.
Yes, number four, One Last Bell to Answer.
Marilyn McCoo in the Fifth Dimension.
Number five, Rose Garden.
Oh.
I Never Promised You a Rose Garden. Her husband produced it.
Yeah, I know it's not Tammy Wynette.
No, her mother was a big country singer too, Liz, but she's
Rose. Oh, Lynn Anderson.
Of course, because Liz Anderson, as of Mama Spank fame,
is
her mother. Groove Me.
I love that song.
Well, it was a hit. Groove Me.
Yeah.
Groove Me.
Groove Me.
It's a great song. It's a very good song.
No, I...
It was on Chimneyville.
I like it.
Yeah. Fail me on this.
Play it?
Oh, I have to play it?
Play it?
Yeah, I will play it. But by the way, you can't name any other records by this guy. I am just about convinced. But let me, if you can't name this one, that's for sure. But let's see, because, I loved him.
Groovy, baby. Yeah, I think if it's the song I'm thinking of, I'm going to know what it sounds like.
Yeah, Make Me Feel Good Inside. All right, so let's see what we have.
Oh, sookie, sookie now. Hey! Come on, baby. Hey there, sugar darling.
Yeah, I know the song, but I've forgotten the guy's name.
Girl, I've been trying to say now. You look so sweet and you're so doggone fine.
Yeah.
I just can't get you out of my mind. You become a sweet taste in my mouth. I want you to be my spy.
so that we can live happily now.
In the
in the same sessions, Gene Knight recorded Mr. Big Stuff at Malico in 1970.
Oh.
And he's a guy from New Orleans, and King Floyd. King Floyd, that's his first and last name, by the way. King Floyd the Third. That really was his name.
Yeah, that name is kind of ringing a bell King there. Floyd.
He was from New Orleans. He was a singer at the Shoe Bar in Bourbon Street.
It's too
and
bad.
Went into the Army.
It's too bad I don't get to go past number 10 because I really know this year.
Yeah, well, you don't know King Floyd, and that's one of the most important. One on the whole Hot 100 I like. All right, nonetheless.
Like. Oh, okay.
Yeah, every other one of them that I look at are just painful. Yeah. All right, so let's see. Number 7, I Hear You Knocking.
Oh, David Edmonds.
Yep. Number 8, Your Song.
Are we all the way up at number 8?
Yes, because Groove Me was number 6.
King Floyd.
King Floyd was number 6, and Rose Garden was number 5, and yeah, it works, really, it does.
Your Song, Elton John.
Yes. Number 9, One Bad Apple.
His first hit.
Number 9.
Oh, Donny Osmond and the Osmond Brothers.
Yeah, all of the Osmonds, yes. And number 10, Stony End.
Oh, Barbara Streisand. That is a weird song.
Yeah, it was on the album. She had a lot of the Laura Nyro
written
stuff.
By Laura Nyro, I believe.
Yeah, she had a lot of stuff on that album written that way.
Yeah.
But
I mean, apparently this was about a little girl who went insane and, I just want my mother to cradle me again.
All right, well, very good. You got enough to be right, that's for sure.
Right.
Alrighty. I mean, it could have been worse. We could have gotten to 1900 yesterday. All right. Don't go away.
Car trouble on a lonely road. Car trouble on a lonely road. Car trouble on a lonely road. Car trouble on a lonely road.
I picked up my baby about 7:45. Her dad said, don't keep my girl out late. Be back home at 10:30 or else.
Car trouble on a lonely road. Car trouble on a lonely road.
Didn't have time to go to see a show. Nothing to do, no place to go. So we drove to the lake and we parked beneath the trees.
Car trouble on a lonely road. Car trouble on a lonely road.
We were listening to music on the radio. Before we knew it, it was time to go. I stepped on the starter and I didn't get a sound.
Car trouble on a lonely road. Car trouble on a lonely road.
We started in walking back to town. Couldn't get a ride, everybody turned us down. As we walked in the gate, I could hear her daddy yell.
Car trouble on a lonely road. Car trouble on a lonely road. So listen, you fellas, take a
trip. WGN Radio, I'm Riley James. Okay, so who are they? And what can I tell you about it? Not much, actually. But I can mention the label here somewhere. Yeah. Well, it used to be here. You know, you'd think I don't know what I think I'm doing, but here. All right, it was on Capitol in 1960. So who are they? There's your bumper stumper. We have our question, but otherwise it's completely up to you for your choice of category. Sky is the limit on that. Monday Night Trivia requires you, actually. I can prattle along for 3 hours a night, other nights of the week. But on Monday nights, if you want to participate, that's terrific. We'd love to have you. If not, see, if I ask the questions, I can't answer them. Tom Bell would have been 81 years old today. Yeah. Born in 1943, Kingston, Jamaica, actually grew up in Philly, and last I heard was living in the Pacific Northwest, somewhere Seattle or something, but of course, you know, singing with Leon Huff and Kenny Gamble and all that, and was worked for Cameo, as did Kenny, and was a session player and stuff like that, and then struck out on his own. Okay, no longer with us, sadly. Died in 2022 in Bellingham. Yeah, so I was right by Seattle, and don't know what the cause was. Deion Jackson would have been 78 today. Born in Ann Arbor, moved to Chicago, and died in 2014 in Arlington Heights. Brain hemorrhage, just 68. He was so good. I was mentioning Gene Knight earlier, who had recorded Mr. Big Stuff at the same time that King Floyd did Groove Me at Malico. And she turned 81 today, I believe. I think she's still with us. And she did an answer song to Richard Dimplesfield, She's Got Papers on Me, you know, with Betty Wright wailing off in the background toward the end of that. And yes, indeed, did an answer. But she did a number of other things, too, besides Mr. Big Stuff. And, yeah, and Don't Ask for 24 Hours and more. So Marshall Lieb. Saying, who was that? Well, he was in the Teddy Bears. And that, of course, was Phil Spector's group, the three kids at Fairfax High. And the third was Annette Kleinbard, who became Carol Connors and became a songwriter. And Marshall Lieb sadly died, my God, in 2002. I didn't realize it was that long ago. Ides of March 2002, had a heart attack, 63 years old. Dave Rowland and Dave and Sugar would be 80 today. Sadly, he died in 2018, had a stroke. And Huey Piano Smith would have been 90, born in 1934 in New Orleans. Pianist, of course, and bandleader. And no, Huey Piano Smith didn't do the vocals on his records. That was, for the most part, Bobby Marchand, who was just terrific. It was on this date in 1956 that Buddy Holly did his first formal recording session. And that, by the way, if you're wondering, was in Decca in Nashville. And exactly 2 years later, to the date, he was on the Ed Sullivan Show. So Stacy is in Algonquin. So Stacy, welcome back to WGN Radio.
How are you doing?
All right. How you doing, Stacy? How you feeling?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
All right, good.
You know, just with this crazy weather, you know, blowing your nose.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's cold, but, you know, we just stay in.
Sure. Well, and that's so great that you can. And, of course, where you are, you've got stuff you can do, and you don't have to go out for meals and all that, so it's kind of a pleasure.
It's true.
Yeah, I mean, think about that. Think about, of, you know, below zero weather, and you have to go out to the grocery store. Not fun. So this is great.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, so you're living the life.
I wanted to try your question.
Oh, good. I thought somebody might. In India, student protests have a long history, but one of the demands now raises eyebrows. Students are lobbying for the right to do this. The right to do what?
Have a female in with them instead of a man?
Nope. I don't think it's gender related at all.
I'm going to take another question.
Okay, all right. So what category do you want?
Oh, I'd like your, you know, the five.
Oh, five by five. All right. Well, let's see if we got something interesting there that I haven't asked yet. Okay. Let's see. All right, here we go. Who played the Flying Nun?
Oh, Sally Field.
Very good. Who was the hairy relative on the Addams Family?
Oh, I know this.
Yes, you do.
Addams Family, the hair. Oh, Cousin Itch.
Yes, absolutely right. Who was the famous cartoon skunk?
Happy LePew.
Yes, you're doing wonderfully. And which famous pair, singers, don't you know? Well, not both singers. One of them you wouldn't think of as a singer. Starred in the Road movies. We're going way back.
Was it Desi Arnaz and Lucille Ball?
No. I'll give you another hint here. They're both male. And one of them was known for singing, and one of them was known for his comedy.
see. Bing Crosby and Bob Hope.
There we have a winner. All right, you did it.
I'm great.
All right, good deal. Well, good to hear from you. Hang on, don't go away.
Oh, thank you, Raleigh.
All right, excellent. So that's just it. Bing and Bob, you betcha. All right, so now let's put Stacy on hold and talk to Jeff in Homewood. So, Jeff, how's it going tonight?
Going all right here. How are you?
All right. So it's going to be our usual Seinfeld trivia, is it?
Can I make a song request?
Oh, sure. What is it you want to hear?
How about Alone Again Naturally?
Oh, it's Gilbert O'Sullivan. All right, Jeff.
Can you play it after 12:30 some night?
Late in the night. All right, let me write down after 12:30. 12:30 Central?
Yes.
Okay, after 12:30 Central. Yes, I can do that. I can absolutely do that.
I have one other question for you.
Sure.
I own a domain name. I didn't know if you thought what your thoughts on it. The domain name is radiotradio.com. Do you think that would have any value to anybody?
Well, you know, here, you know, what made me pause is, you know, Tradio used to be, believe it or not, copyrighted. That was a feature, really? A swap shop of the radio feature, and a station in Texas had trademarked it, and stations across the country got sued for using it. But why I'm hesitating is that's so old and so long ago that I can't imagine anybody would want to do something. But what would you want to do on the site?
Well, I just own the domain name. I would sell it to somebody.
You don't get in the business of selling domains. It's, you know, I mean, you can if you want, but I have no advice.
Okay.
So there you go. All right. So let's see. Believe me, anything like that you're thinking of, anybody else who wants it has thought of it already.
Okay.
I'll just say that. The interesting thing on domain names are where they're in existence and somebody else wants it, you know, and then that's when the money gets big. And of course, there are some people who hold on to domains. You know, when domains expire, occasionally when they expire, the holder didn't realize they expired, and so they wind up losing it. And what happens then, there are several entities that pick up those domains and sell it for thousands and thousands of dollars because they figure that the original holder will need it back and will pay the ransom. But you'd be surprised how many people wouldn't.
Okay.
I would not see that as being of much interest. So,
okay.
All right, but let's see. So you want Seinfeld trivia?
I'll try that.
All right, got to find something because I don't do these on my own, obviously. Let's see what we've got. 307 Seinfeld trivia questions. Well, that should be pretty good, don't we think? Here it is. It says it's of average difficulty. Let's see. Each member of the gang has had unusual breakup experiences, including relationships that have ended because of peas, because of exclamation points, because of a Pez dispenser. Which snack item led to the demise of Elaine's romance with writer Jake Jarmel?
Jake Jarmel.
And the bottom line was that upon hearing that Jake had been in an accident, Elaine stopped off for some of this before heading to the hospital, where a hurt and angry Jarmel broke up with her because of what she bought.
Was it Juju Fruits?
Yeah, absolutely. Juju Fruits. You're absolutely right. That's right. He was upset that she stopped for a snack on the way. So there you go. All right. Wonderful. Hang on. Don't go away. Again, the prizes are worthless, but eventually you get something like a certificate and then something else you don't want, but it takes forever. Don't go away. All right. So we weren't meaning for it to take as long as it's taken this time. Believe me. The saddest part is some of you have died. All right. Yeah. And we don't know what zip code to send those prizes to. All right. So 888-876-5593. We've gone into the news again. My fault. And so we'll pick it up after the news with Don and Beloit on WGN Radio.
Well, let an evil lie, so you say, but I'll hide from the devil on judgment day. I say, I'm on fire, I'm old man. I'm on fire, I'm old man. I'm on fire, I'm old man down the line. Oh yeah. Well, me and the devil sitting at a stoplight. He started rolling all us out of sight. I say, I'm on fire, I'm old man. I'm on fire, I'm old man. I'm on fire, I'm a man, I'm alive. Oh, yeah. Hell's going pretty fast, I look up behind. Here comes the devil doing 99. I'm on fire, I'm a man, I'm on fire, I'm a man. I'm on fire, I'm a man, I'm alive.
Let's drag now!
Smart, the race was won. Here come the devil doing 101. I'm on fire, I'm a move man. I'm on fire, I'm a move man. I'm on fire, I'm a move man down the line.
Let's drag it again.
Here come the devil doing 99. I'm on fire, I'm a move man. I'm on fire, I'm a move man. I'm on fire, I'm a move man down the line. Come on, yeah.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and yes, that should be easy. That was almost a hit. Who is that? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, I've got a question. If you don't answer it this hour, it'll be next week's Stragglers, then I'll give it up. In India, student protests have a long history, but one of the demands raises eyebrows. It's going on to this day, and it's not just an isolated outbreak. What is it that students are lobbying for? 888-876-5593. All right, so we have Stephanie in Madison. So let's see here. Stephanie, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, thank you, Raleigh. Thank you. Hey, I got a request, and I have the answer to your last bumper stumper. I know this one, too, but I won't. The last one was the eligibles.
Yes, why would you know that?
Because I have a really, really smart husband.
Oh, okay. I know.
I've heard that song before, but I didn't know who did it. And I had taken my hearing aids out. I have to get them upgraded. I said, who sang Car Trouble on a Lonely Road? And he's like watching Three Stooges, and he's like, did you say the alligators? He said the eligibles. I said the eligibles. So I figured, hey, you know, I'm pretty much on par with him, my musical knowledge, but I figured he would know. So yeah, I went and asked him. And I have a request. I'd like to hear Brooke Benton, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yeah, just Shadrach on the label. You don't even have to go any further, sure.
If you want to.
Yeah. No, I was interested.
If you don't.
No, I'll be happy to. I was interested in why he knew the eligibles, because Ron Hicklin, who was probably the biggest jingle singer ever in Dallas, was in that group. And so that's the only reason I knew who they were. I'm like, who the hell would know them? All right. So, yes, indeed.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I also, and I don't know if you'll probably flat out know, but Roy Brown, Butcher Pete.
Oh, all right. Wait a minute. Let me write that down. No, I might. I'm aware.
Hey. Cool. I forgot the other one, but I was wondering if I could do Charts 1960.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you won already, but what the heck? I have nothing else to do. Let's do Charts.
Oh, hey. This
week,
I love Charts.
This week, 1960. All righty,
yes.
Then. Here we have it in front of my hot little hands. Number one, Running Bear.
Johnny Preston.
Number two, El Paso.
Marty Robbins.
Number three, Why?
Oh, that's Frankie Avalon.
Yes, absolutely, on Chancellor. Number four, Teen Angel. Can you hear me?
Oh, God. Mark Denning.
Yes. Number five, Way Down Yonder in New Orleans.
Freddie Cannon.
Yep. Number six, The Big Hurt.
What was that?
The Big Hurt.
Oh, God, Tony Fisher.
Yes,
Miss Tony Fisher.
Miss Tony Fisher, yes, on Signet. Number seven, The Village of St. Bernadette.
Oh, God, The Village of St. I don't know.
It's to your credit, Andy Williams. Number eight, Go, Jimmy, Go.
Jimmy Clanton.
Yep. Number 9, Pretty Blue Eyes.
Steve Lawrence.
Yep. Number 10, Where or When?
Oh, God.
Go for that.
The Belmonts.
Yeah, Dion and the Belmonts, yes, together.
Right.
At last. Yes, on Laurie.
Yes.
All right, yes, 90%, you win.
Thank you.
All right, hang on. Yeah, good deal, thanks.
All righty. Okay,
you take care. That village of St. Bernadette, I probably would have been out on that too. So like I say, it's to Stephanie's credit. So we put Stephanie on hold, if I can manage that. And we talked to Dave in on the north side. All right, Dave, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello.
All right, so I understand we're going to do 5x5.
Yeah, give it a try.
Okay. Let's see what we have here. And what makes bread rise?
Yeast.
Yep, absolutely right. Who killed President Lincoln?
Booth?
Yep. Who was the original host of Hollywood Squares?
Oh, no. Can you get multiple choice on this?
No, I don't have multiple choice on this. I'm sorry.
Gene Dawson? I don't know.
Peter Marshall. All right. If you get two more, you'll be fine. What's the main vegetable in gumbo?
Shrimp?
Okra. Talk to you next week.
Can I get some requests?
Oh, sure. What is it Dave wants to hear?
I want to dedicate it to my girlfriend, Betty.
Yeah.
First one, I think it's called Rhythm for Sale.
Rhythm for Sale. I'm trying to think who did that.
By Satchmos and his All Stars.
Okay. Louis Armstrong. Okay. All right.
Sure.
What else?
And then, let's see. What was the other one? Eddie Cleanhead Vincent.
Oh, God. which one?
Well, you don't care for him?
No, I mean, I'm just surprised. These are not mainstream artist. Certainly I know who Eddie Cleanhead Vincent is, but very few people would call him requested. So what is it you want to hear?
Yeah, I hear a lot of this on DCB from 12 a.m. to 5.
Oh, well, see, that if you're listening to that stuff, sure. But, you know, it's not going to be on anything mass appeal. But what you want to hear?
Yes. Person to Person.
Okay.
Definitely dedicate that to Betty.
Okay.
I'll answer all these. And then I heard Andrew Sisters last weekend. I think it's called Shoe Baby.
Okay, no.
Shoe Baby.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know what you mean. We'll play it. You betcha.
Okay, yeah, and I heard a lot of Johnny Otis last weekend, so.
Oh, I love Johnny Otis. Yeah.
Yeah, I just figure if you want to go listen to WDCB, download it. You'll hear a lot of great music on Saturday night.
Oh, I don't doubt it for a minute. Yeah, I wish I had time to do much of anything. But, yeah, I love Johnny Otis. Love all this stuff. So, all right, we'll do it for you.
All right.
Okay, thanks. All right, so 888-876-5593. We're going to do World War II planes with Don and Beloit. What a shock, right? Yeah, that's his favorite category, and I think we can come up with something. He'll know the answer, but that's exactly it. There's plenty of room for you. It's been a slow night, I'll tell you what. So if you would like to answer my question, that's terrific. If you want your own category, you know, everybody has some area of expertise, you know. Believe me, you do too. So whatever it is, that's what to ask for a question. We come up with something. But for mine, in India, we're talking about the student protests, and they're not isolated either. They've been pretty widespread, and it's a demand that's raising a lot of eyebrows. Students are lobbying for the right to do this. The right to do what? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Day or night, in the sun or the driving rain, you'll hear that little beep beep for the passing lane. You glance to the left from the corner of your eye, and another Volkswagen is about to pass you by. Well, you felt like a king sitting behind the wheel of your big, fine, brand new, high-powered automobile. Now you feel like a boat that's left the anchor dragging. A beep, beep, blast, another one passed. Volkswagen. They're in every spot in the parking lot. They're in every space. And they never change. They all look the same. They're every place.
Every place.
Red or blue, I'm telling you, that bug is always passing you. Before they came, what did we do? Volkswagen.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. I didn't know they came in red. Well, yeah, I'm no expert, that's for sure. It is Monday Night Trivia. I've thrown out a question. In India, student protests have a long history, but one of the demands is raising eyebrows. Students are lobbying for the right to do this pretty much countrywide, not just isolated locations. What is it they're lobbying for the right to do? All right, so if you don't know my question and you don't know any of my bumper stumpers, that was actually by a pretty well-known country artist, that last one, then pick your own category. And that's what Don in Beloit does every time. So let's see. We will what here? We will get to Don momentarily on WGN Radio. Hey, Don.
Hey, Raleigh. How you doing?
All right. How about yourself?
Staying warm, doing awesome stuff outside in the freezing cold, but it's fun.
All right.
I've had a bunch of friends that, always, so much hockey, just outside, inside, it doesn't matter. I've had a bunch of friends in India recently. I think I'm going to save the best one for last. I think it's, I'll just guess a bunch here. Lower tuition fees?
Nope.
They want to, this is anti-discrimination stuff. They want to go back to the caste system?
Nope.
Like admissions rules, no favoritism?
Nope.
They want changing meals. They want burgers, hamburgers and beef and stuff like that.
Nope.
Okay. All right. I thought I might have something there, but I give up.
Okay.
Hey, Raleigh, I sent you an email.
Uh-huh.
We're big fans of Marshall Ball, and there's a special, maybe you can maybe announce this tomorrow or something, but there's a big tribute, a special tribute. I always like... Okay. Learning your listeners, we're all learning out here, but she started it's a tribute and a fundraiser for her charity, this big charity that she started called Home Housing Opportunities for Musicians and Entertainers. And
okay.
Aging Central Texas Musicians. Thursday night, a few days from now, the 29th, this Thursday, there's a historic Paramount Theater in Austin. There's a big, big show for her, a tribute.
Good.
Going back to her old days with Frida and the Fire Dogs, there's somebody called Ruthie Foster's Carolyn and the Wonderland and the Sheila King, Shelley Kings. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. But that's kind of cool that some friends of hers are banding together.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't normally ask her another one, but maybe you could, you can pick whatever you want. But did you know she did a cover of William Bell's Never Like This Before?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe that one would be a random one I'd pick. I don't know.
All right, I'll find something.
Okay.
All right, and at the Paramount Theater. So that's deal. 29th, this Thursday. Okay.
I sent you a link, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I see that. Good old Austin. All right, well, very good. All right, so now we want a World War II quiz. See, I never know if I've asked you all these or not anyway, because, of course, you know, what do I know? But we'll...
I'll always tell you. I'll always be honest and tell you.
Yeah, because God knows I won't know on my own. But I had one moments ago, and I hope that I don't... here we go. All right. It's easy for you. It's got to be easy for you. Which was the heaviest U.S. bomber to fly in the European theater?
Well... I think you gave me this one before. The Don from Beloit answer would be, they did do a few B-29s, but they don't really count. They're really just for PR and to give give the Germans some pause, but it was really the consolidated B-24 Liberator.
Yes, you're absolutely right. All right, so I did ask you that before. Well, I asked
yeah.
you. I asked you again. So there you go.
That's fine. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, I've got these questions, and none of them make any sense to me. So I just look at one that says, "Gee, I don't remember if I asked anything like that." All right, so very good.
How's our friend on the South Side doing?
I don't know. I think okay. James will write when he wants to write.
Okay. We all wish him well, and
absolutely.
We're all thinking of you, James. And I really enjoy listening to the World War II questions
yeah.
to him.
Yeah, as long as he's as long as he's staying warm right about now, I'm happy. Yeah, I hope he is.
Yeah. Well, Riley, you have a good show. Thank you so much for talking to me.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks for the call. All right, so there you have it. We'll add to Don Stash. He knows his liberators. All right, so there's only so many questions I can ask. You know, a lot of the stuff online for World War II planes are pictures. Yeah, like, identify this. Yeah, good luck with that. All right, Karen in Chicago thinks she knows one of the bumpers, and she probably does. So, Karen, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi. Was that Del Reeves?
No, it wasn't. Oh, girl on the billboard, Del Reeves. No, it wasn't, but it was...
reminded me of him.
Yeah.
For the trivia question, could that be they want to study online?
No. Oh, that's an interesting guess. I like that. That's not right.
And I have one more question for you. One day we were talking about, you were talking about parody songs, and you came up with one, and I cannot find it on Alexa, and I tried YouTube, and I can't. You said it was called When Sonny Sniffs Glue.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. The one that Rick Dees got sued for. And won. So he won. It's on one of his albums.
Who is it by?
Rick Dees, D-E-E-S. If it's not on, let's see. I don't. Rick Dees, When Sonny Sniffs Glue. I've got the lyrics here. I probably do have that album, and it is packed. But the lyrics were, when Sonny sniffs glue, his eyes get red and bulgy, then her hair begins to fall. It's like that. It's on one of Rick Dees albums. So that's who did it.
No, because I tried to get it on Alexa, and it wouldn't come up. So I typed it into YouTube, and I can't seem to find it.
Well, the case was Fisher versus Dees in 1986, and the Ninth Circuit Appellate Court ruled in his favor, which refined the use of fair use in terms of for parodies. And so, what had happened was in 1984, while Rick was doing mornings at Kiss FM in Los Angeles, he sought permission from Marvin Fisher's heirs to use When Sonny Gets Blue, and they denied it. They said, no, you can't. And so anyway, his lawyer said, you don't need permission. This is parody. You do it. So the album was called Put It Where the Moon Don't Shine. And the whole album may be online, I don't know, but Put It Where the Moon Don't Shine. And then Hear When Sonny Sniffs Glue. And put it where the sun don't shine.
Where the moon don't shine.
The moon don't
I'll
shine.
Remember, I'll type that in YouTube and see what I get.
Okay. So,
okay.
So yeah, the court protected Rick, and it was a good case because it showed that it allowed for parody use, and that was the deal there. They were looking at the court, and the thing is, copyright law is just so vague to begin with that whenever it's defined in any way, that's a help. And firstly, the subject of the parody, the propriety of the conduct, the purpose and character of the use, the economic effect, and the amount and substantiality of the taking. And so, firstly, there couldn't be any economic effect. We know that. And,
I know Weird Al Yankovic had some problems. There were one or two people that said, no, you can't do it. But I don't think he got in a lot of trouble, did he?
Well, I don't know if he did it. I don't know what songs he might have decided, whatever it was, he wasn't doing it. But no, for the most part. Now, one of the things is Rick Dees didn't do the whole song, so that counted too. It was a portion of the song. In the case of Weird Al, he's doing the whole song, you know, but it's a parody.
Yeah.
And usually that isn't a problem. Because there's not anything that would be defamation as far as that case. And for it to be defamation in this context, it would absolutely have to be obscene and indecent and offensive and, you know, to the average person's ears. And clearly none of that is. None of the Weird Al stuff is.
Oh, yeah. No. I think he's funny. I like him.
Right. Well,
thank you.
Yeah. There's an awful lot that is filthy, but you don't hear it on the radio, and it usually doesn't get enough play to matter.
No. Well, so. What I hear is just funny.
Yeah, exactly. You won't hear the stuff I'm talking about. thinking of a couple right now that I cannot cite. But that stuff doesn't usually see it. Yeah, right. Exactly.
I've run into a couple.
Yeah. Well, and so, but so that's none of that. So anyway, he was fine. But let me see if I can't. When I unpack the albums, I'll pull that album if I come across it. I remember
it was Where the Moon Don't Shine. Yeah. I'll remember that, and I'll type that in and see what I get.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I will too.
Thank
I'll see if I can
so
find a line.
Much.
Yeah, my pleasure. Talk to you soon. Okay, bye. All right, and I blew the news again. You know, I seem to be pretty good at that tonight, so we'll pick it up after the news.
Check my custom machine. Well, she's metal fake blue with a Corvette grill. Check my custom machine. And they say it looks better when she's standing still. Check my custom machine.
Step on the gas, she goes.
Whoa, I'll let you look, but don't touch my custom machine. Well, with longer hide bucket seats in front and back. Check my custom machine. Everything's chrome and even my jack. Check my custom machine.
Step on the gas, she goes.
Whoa. I'll let you look, but don't touch my custom machine. Stereophonic speaker set with vibrasonic sound. Check my custom machine. Magnesium spokes that stands an inch off the ground. Check my custom machine.
Step on the gas, she goes.
Whoa. I'll let you look, but don't touch my custom machine. Check my custom machine.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Yeah, the usual suspects, but who are they? Yes, more behind-the-scenes names than out front and center, but you tell me who they are. All right, so 888-876-5593. I think that I have found the When Sonny Gets Glue snippets, and let's see if I... Because they're all over the Internet, turns out, and so I don't know how Karen didn't find it, but let's see.
When Sunny sniffs glue, her eyes get red and bulgy, then her hair begins to fall.
All right, so that's pretty much as much you're going to get there, but there's about a minute of it. But anyhow, 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. Annette and Carol Stream heard a bumper she knows. All right, Annette, what'd you hear?
Hi, I think I heard the Beach Boys singing.
You did not.
My custom machine? Is that Beach Boys?
Oh, it's absolutely not the Beach Boys. But I can understand why you said it, particularly for one of those two people. I could see why you'd think so. But no, neither.
It sounded like them.
Yes, it does. Neither was a Beach Boy.
Okay.
But both of them were up to their eyebrows in that kind of music.
Okay.
All right.
I also got some guesses for your trivia question.
Excellent. Let me hear them.
You said it has nothing to do with male or female, right?
Right. It doesn't.
Okay. All right. Could it be they're lobbying for freedom of speech?
No.
No. Okay, they're lobbying to get a student union to represent them.
Nope.
Okay. Better living conditions on campus?
Nope.
And chances to get an education that'll give them a better living in the future.
Nope.
You know, more money.
Nope, nope.
No.
Nope.
None of that.
Yep.
Okay, well, I tried.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
All okay.
Right. Call me again. Thanks. All right. So 888-876-5593. All worthy guesses, but no. As usual, you know, when I pick them, they're probably really out there. And this is definitely really out there. Kimberly and Dalton. All right. So Kimberly, Jean, and everybody. And Christopher, what's up tonight?
Well, hi, Raleigh.
Hey.
I had some guesses. My mom's going to the doctor tomorrow, and Christopher's getting big, but my daughter doesn't. I can't get her past 10 o'clock at night lately. So,
well, who
been able to
who can
together.
Blame her? You know, no, I mean, who can blame her because she's not getting a full night's sleep.
No, he's a big boy though. He's getting into like 3 months clothes already, so
oh,
you know,
wow.
he's a big
All right.
boy.
All right, well, good. You got yourself a football player
well,
there.
Yeah, I think so. Well, anyway, I think. Well, you already said it hadn't. To do with men and women, because my mom thought transgender rights. That was
right.
one she thought of.
Yep, no
and
men
and
women.
I don't know if anybody said, I know it's that's been in the news obvious, but you don't do the obvious that they're fighting for religious people. They have religious groups that have citizenship, but that's probably not it.
Nope.
The other thing is they still have, I know India still has a law against kissing in public.
Nope.
I don't know if that has anything to do with
nope.
it. Nope. My only other guess would be something with food, and I'd have to be about it.
Nope. They can eat all the cows they want, or not. I don't know.
Well, that's about all I've got.
Yeah, well, good deal. I appreciate the call, and my best to everybody.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thank
appreciate
you so much, Raleigh.
All right.
You take care. Bye.
So, 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, Mike. And Elmwood Park thinks he knows a bumper. So what do you think? Are you there, Mike?
Yeah, Jan and Dean.
It's not Jan and Dean.
Ooh, that was close.
No.
I do have a big record collection. That's why I asked.
Oh, well, good. Well, then if you start reading who produces what, you might be on to these names.
I know Lou Adler and Herb Alpert used to produce.
Yeah, well, it's not Lou or Herb.
Well, I know. Just thought I'd take a crack.
Yeah, well, if you think of something else, you call me back, because their names you know, since you say you have
okay.
a big collection. You know both names. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Guaranteed. And, of course, I'll reveal them and probably within 10 minutes or so, because time is moving on, I'll tell you what. All right, so I think there is a full show, by the way, every night this week. And, God, I hope more people start to call. You know, the shows are easier to do when you call. Let me take a look tomorrow night to see what's up with that. So we can find out. All right. More Myers-Briggs question. All right. And Marsha Ball. I'm writing down all these notes, so hopefully, you know, 21 hours from now tomorrow night, I can actually do something. All right. So that'd be WGN Radio. It's where to check, by the way. Under weekday, they have a little thing called upcoming schedule and sports. If you look at that, you can see when their preemptions are. That's sort of how I tell. So the deal is that obviously tonight wasn't. We know that. Tomorrow night, tomorrow night, I could be delayed by half hour. I could be on at 10:30 Central Time because of the Blackhawks. So, but they're pretty predictable, unlike Northwestern basketball. The Blackhawks, usually, when they're going to play, they either play or they don't. And so 10:30 tomorrow night, Central. Then 10 o'clock Wednesday, and let's see. 10 o'clock Thursday. So, yeah, full shows except a half hour late tomorrow night, probably. So that's it. And on other nights, of course, you can talk about whatever you want. But on Monday nights, we try to stick to trivia. But, of course, that's why I implore you to call, because, you know, you can't play trivia with yourself. If you're asking the questions, you can't answer them. It's just not right. So Naoto is back in Japan. All right, maybe he's got some guesses for us. Well, that's always fun. So, Naoto, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I have about 5 guesses on current political question.
Okay.
Yeah, my first guess is like to eat during the classes?
Nope.
No. like to eat three meals?
Nope.
Like to take a walk wherever they want, maybe like during classes?
Nope.
Okay. Maybe like to quit school and, you know, refund the tuition fees?
Nope.
Nope. My final guess is like to fight against professors.
Oh, okay. Nope.
Oh, this is only I've got, so.
All right. Well, there's always, if nobody gets it tonight, you got a whole week to think about it.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right. Yep. So, yeah, this is so out there. That's the only thing I'm going to tell you is it's absolutely out there. So I don't know what else, how else I could describe it other than it was an absolute you got to be kidding me moment. So we'll find out what. Oh, Rick's a first-time caller. John's talking to him right now. We'll find out what is on his mind because we defer to the first-time callers. Maybe he's got some guesses for us. I don't know. And I see David Northside's called back. Why not? But so Rick, who is Marengo, in Marengo, welcome to, let's see here, WGN Radio. Hi, Rick.
How you doing?
All right. Thanks for calling.
Actually, first-time caller. I've only got hip to your show as of the beginning of this month.
We're glad to have you, however you found us.
Yeah, no, I like to listen to WBBM and WGN, so.
Okay.
Anyway, I know this is, I'm just going to take a wild, crazy stab at the at your trivia question or whatever.
Good.
And I know I'm going to be wrong, but I just, I'd give a little bit of a laugh to some of the people who were listening, but how about smoking in the boys' room?
Yeah, that's great. No, it has nothing to do with smoking.
I didn't think so.
Yeah,
like but I said, I just want to give somebody a laugh.
No, that's good, but let me tell you, it's weirder than that. If you think of something else, you call me back.
Oh, yeah, okay. I will.
All right.
I will.
All right, thanks. Well, appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Okay, bye, Rick.
Yep,
so,
no problem.
Nice to meet Rick. All right, so 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Oh, Dennis is checking in from Indiana. What's going on tonight, Dennis?
How you doing tonight?
All right. How about you?
Good. Trying to stay warm out here at work and wondering if I could do a 5x5.
I would love it. Okay. Let's see. Playing craps. What is a hard eight?
Craps is not my name, not my game, but I would say it's a soft seven, maybe, or a hard seven?
It's rolling two fours.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, I wouldn't know either.
It's not good at that one.
Okay, what cartoon character is a Canadian mounted policeman?
Is it Dudley Do-Right?
Yes, absolutely right. All right. Let's see. There is only one place that champagne can legally come from. Where is it?
France.
Yes, absolutely. What are the three primary colors?
Red, green,
no,
and
no,
blue?
No, you got two of them. Try again.
Red, green,
no,
and...
No. Red and blue were right.
Red, blue, and yellow.
Yes, absolutely. All right, sure, because green is blue and yellow, you see.
That's true.
Right, but that's all right. All right. If you get this, you'll win. What was Lyndon Johnson's middle name?
Baines.
All right. Good enough. Good enough. All right. Well, stay warm and keep out of trouble.
Can I get a request? I know it's kind of late.
No. Well, it'll be for tomorrow night, of course. Let me write it down. What you want to hear, Dennis?
Okay. How about Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash?
Oh, a fine song. I will be happy to play that for you.
You make my nights easy when I'm outside of work at the prison here.
Yeah, I know, I know, I know. So the inmates are quiet. Of course, it's cold. What else would they be doing?
I'm outside. They're inside. Yeah, so that's a good night.
Yes, no, absolutely. And that's the way we want to keep that. Yes, indeed.
You better believe it.
Yeah,
you better
right.
believe it. Thank
all
you
right.
so much.
All right, hang on. Don't go away. We'll confirm that address. All right, so yes, Dennis in Indiana, we'll give him a 5x5 for that, and we'll get his Ring of Fire by tomorrow night. All right, so let me put that on hold. And let's see. All right. Quiet night that it is. Dave called back and said he wants Gunsmoke. All right, Dave. So I gotta find your multiple choices here, of course. So let's see what we can do. All right.
Yeah, when I called in, I haven't been asking for multiple choice. I've just been saying the question.
Yeah, but I know you like multiple. I know that's your thing. All right.
Yeah, the last couple of questions, if I didn't have multiple choice, I would have got it wrong.
Yeah, so let's see.
Whoops.
This says, channel your inner gunslinger with this Gunsmoke quiz. Oh, God. Oh, it's one where I have to answer the questions in order to get the answers. Okay. I'll go with this. Yes. So far, I've been getting them right, so something is really wrong here. Go away. Now they're giving me an ad. Something for some type of insurance. All right, we don't want to do that. So
you had that other guy. Was it Billy Bob or something? He did the Gunsmoke, and you asked him what the Doc Adams name was.
Yeah.
And I had no clue what that one was.
Okay. And he did.
So, yeah.
So you just never know. All right, this one, go away. It's not letting me answer these suddenly. All right, we'll have to find another quiz. Clearly, it's one of those sites where if you don't look at their advertisements, they don't help you. So, all right, we don't need you. All right, let's just move right on to, let's see here, Gunsmoke Trivia.
If this gives me a problem, we could go to Flintstones.
It's probably all about same thing. All right. I'm just looking for something other than fun trivia because we've used that one a lot. I think we're going to have to go back to that anyway. 60 Gunsmoke trivia questions. Oh, good. All right. Let's see. That's interesting. From the quiz, Gunsmoke Soap Stars. Well, why not? I don't know, but here we go. I do think I know who this would be, but let's see. Here we go. Which one-time One Life to Live actor was also featured in the Nitro episodes of Gunsmoke, or Nitro, either way? All right. Stephen Hill, Albert Hall, David Canary, or Roy Thinnes?
I don't know. I'm confused with the question.
And you know, this was the only thing in here that I knew the answer to, interestingly. I was right. Which one-time One Life to Live actor, so a soap star actor, was featured in the Nitro episodes of Gunsmoke?
What's a Nitro episode?
It was a two-part Nitro episode featuring this guy as a down-on-his-luck drifter who was so down he couldn't even get the girl. To remedy his situation, he takes an offer to make and bottle nitroglycerin. It paid well, but unfortunately for this actor, in these 1967 episodes, it was lethal. And so that's the deal. So he's making nitroglycerin. It was a two-part episode, and it was a guy.
I kind of remember it a little bit.
He was on Search for Tomorrow and Another World, but One Life to Live was really his greatest work, and it was good because he played twin brothers, and they have to split the screen to do it when he was fighting with himself, but he was so good at this.
And this is really hard because I'm really not a soap opera freak.
Yeah.
What were the choices?
Okay,
again?
The choices are Stephen Hill, Albert Hall, David Canary, or Roy Thinnes.
I don't know. Stephen Hall?
David Canary. And in One Life to Live, he played these two brothers, were Adam and Stuart. And Adam was this wheeler dealer, you know, this big time businessman. And Stuart was like mentally retarded, basically. And he played both characters. And like I said, when they were playing against each other, when they'd split the screen to film it and do it that way, it was pretty amazing acting. And I really was so amazed by him. I researched him because I thought, what is this guy doing on soap operas? You know, because he could have been a big name. And the answer was real simple. He lived in Connecticut with his family and wanted to go home every night. So he took a day job, which was soap operas. So that's what it was.
I noticed with Gunsmoke that a lot of actors do double roles. And I wonder if they made that. You know, I didn't know if many people did that before Gunsmoke. I wondered about it.
I don't know. But anyway, that's he played George McClaney on Gunsmoke, making that nitroglycerin.
Yeah, I should have went for Flintstones. I could have won nothing tonight.
Yeah, well, yeah, but the prizes are worthless. You're just doing it for the fun of it. All right, good deal.
Wait, when you send me my package, I know I'm going to get a big size package.
Yes,
can you can you send me some kind of notice saying, because I don't want it to get stolen. I know it won't be in the mailbox, but
I guarantee you, by the time we get around to mailing, and I swear to God, it's got to be this year. It's been too long. But yeah, when we do, I will give everyone plenty of notice on the air that stuff is coming. It will not be a surprise. It'll be quite the celebration. But I know that it won't be in the first quarter. That's for sure. This move is killing me.
Right, because I say that, or I didn't think you'd want to do registered mail, because that's probably too expensive.
Right. No, this come in media mail. No, when we mail these packages, this will cost us literally well over $1,000. You know, probably a lot more than that. So no, we don't do registered or certified or anything like that. It comes media mail, no matter what it is. I'll have a tracking number, but that's about it.
I got to ask my girlfriend, she's got an 8-track, because if you send me an 8-track, it's just going to go up on the show, because I don't have a player.
Well, no, I mean, you probably don't have 45, you probably don't have a turntable either.
No.
Right. So if you got 45,
I'll take all your 45s. Wish I was there in Arizona so I could burn all your music onto CD and put it on a flash drive so I could have it.
Then you'd want to play it. I mean, some of this stuff should never be played, but I guarantee it. But yeah, we'll try to send you tabloids and stuff that you can read.
All right,
thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so let's talk a little about our songs here, the ones that I played tonight. Yeah, got a list somewhere. I used to have a list when the show started. You know, it just starts. Okay, so Billy Emerson, Every Woman I Know, was the first thing I played, 1956 on VJ. Then it was Lee Dorsey, 1967 on Amy, My Old Car. John D. Loudermilk did Road Hog, 1962 on RCA. And you got all three of those. Del Vikings did Flat Tire, 1958 on Mercury. It was Mike Preston who did A House, A Car, and A Wedding Ring. And as I say, he had been a boxer in Great Britain. And then Joe Meek got him involved and got him. He wound up becoming a kind of pop standard record star for a minute. Their version of Mr. Blue was very big over there. And then he moved to Australia and hosted TV shows and stuff like that. So A Tiger in My Tank with Jim Nesbitt, 1964 on Chart. And the Eligibles, Car Trouble, 1960 on Capitol. Race with the Devil was Gene Vincent and his Blue Caps, 1956 on Capitol. Tex Davis and Gene Vincent wrote that. Volkswagen was Ray Pillow, 1966 on Capitol. All right, Custom Machine, Here's the Deal. Bruce and Terry, 1964 on Columbia. Who's Bruce, who's Terry? Terry Melcher, which was Doris Day's son, and Bruce Johnston. And both of them very involved with a number of acts, including the Ripcords, as far as we're talking car songs and stuff. But that's who it was, Bruce and Terry. Bruce Johnston, Terry Melcher. And I didn't play the last one. I don't think I had another break. Did I miss a break? I might have. Oh, maybe. Did I? We have one more. Oh, well, then, you know what? I guess the show, I can't believe I missed the break. Thank you for that. I guess the show's over. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your call. You would have heard BJ the DJ by Stonewall Jackson, but you won't. However, you will hear me 21 and a half hours from now. Until then, that's a wrap. Thanks, Adam. Thanks, John. Thanks to everyone. Okay, all three of you who called. And we'll do it again tomorrow night on WGN Radio.